Welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. A very special episode today. I am joined by the fantastic Neva Howell, Mark Kent, and a fantastic actress, a wonderful personality. And I'm honored to be speaking with you today, Neva. How are you?
I'm good now that we've got the kinks worked out.
Yes, there was a gremlin or a Lex Luthor in the system that was trying to make this conversation not happen, but we are here now, and I'm so grateful for you for saying yes to being on the show.
Delighted to be here. Delighted to meet you.
We've been playing this for some while. The wonderful Derek from the Super House of L introduced us, and I'm always grateful for Derek. And
I am too. He's a blessing.
He's a wonderful, wonderful soul. I mean, I'm a bit biased, but anybody that loves Superman as much as I do is an instant pal with me. And Derek and I have become wonderful best friends for quite some time now. So I owe him a big favor for making this happen today. How are you, Neva? Please, let's jump right into it. How are you?
The Superman Festival, celebration very soon. And so that's on my mind. I always have to pack and repack about 10 times and still forget something. And I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about going to this one in particular because it's all Superman.
It is. Now, we will definitely get to the Superman celebration. We can talk about that. I've been there twice. It holds a very special place in my heart. But mainly, I wanted to hear, more about you, Neva, if I can, with this wonderful chat. How did you step into the wonderful world of acting?
The first thing I ever did that I remember, I was in the first grade, and I played a purple flower. And I think I was magnificent.
Of course.
Yes, because it was purple, of course, and because I knew how to do purple. So I guess that was the beginning. But all through school, I didn't have a lot of opportunities because I grew up in a very rural, most of my, preteen to teen years. And when I finally did get the opportunity to audition for something, well, that was it. It was stage at that point, community theater, and I loved it. I just absolutely loved it. I remember being in the audience. I think it was in Tallahassee, Florida at that time was where I was working. And I went to see this play called Three Little Angels or My Little Angels. I think it's Three Little Angels. And when I was in the audience, I was thinking, I believe him. And then I thought, I don't believe her. Why? What's different? And I began to realize that either their body wasn't matching what they were saying, or their emotional tone wasn't what it should be if they were in that situation. So I think very early on, I just became fascinated by what makes something real to me. What helps me suspend my disbelief and take a journey with someone. And I wanted to be able to do that.
And you've done that wonderfully so far, Neva. I can't wait to see what you do in the future with your acting as well. Clearly, it's something that means so much to you as well.
It's just the only thing, Well, I've had other interests. I've had other loves, in my life, passions, but this is the one that has stayed with me. Ever since I knew about it, ever since I learned about it, it's been consistently there for me that I want to do that.
That's it. I think these passions that turn into something else, much like my love for Superman, I had no idea that me sharing my love for this character would eventually get me to hear today speaking with somebody from that universe, which, again, I'm incredibly grateful for, Neva.
I had no idea I'd be from that universe. So.
That's the thing. These things always happen for a reason, which is absolutely fantastic.
I believe that.
Let's please, if we can, talk a wee bit about Superman. When this film happened for you and this role almost, was destined to be yours, Neva. What was it like when you found out that you would be Mark Kent to James Gunn's Superman?
That I found out, I almost fainted, I think. I just kind of fell into James. He said, I don't want you to wait. We want you to be our ma. And when he said that, I felt myself collapse a little bit. And it was a very surreal moment. And I've talked about this on other podcasts too, but the whole experience, because right up until that moment, in my mind, I was thinking a star is going to get this. I'm not going to get this. It will be a name, you know, and I don't know why I'm going through all the, you know, this much of the process, but it's, they're not going to cast me. So I don't think it really sunk in until I was on set. You know, okay, this is really happening.
Yes, with David Curran sweat there as Superman, that's when you can pinch yourself. That was a real moment for it.
And when he walked, when I saw him in the suit for the first time, just like everybody else has said, I said, okay, that's Superman. It cannot get any better, you know? So he absolutely knew what he was doing when he, well, the whole cast, everybody across the board. I just really thought it was brilliant.
It's a film that I and many other people around the world have watched countless times now. I'm glad to hear it. Watching it in the cinema when it first came out, and then finally watching it when it came out on Blu-ray and DVD. What was it like for you, Neva, seeing yourself on the big screen for the first time?
Well, that was at the premiere on the huge IMAX. So, you know, it's like seeing yourself under a microscope. So there was a part of me that says, I'm old.
Stop.
I've got wrinkles. And, you know, all of that was going on. But beyond that, and far more important than those initial ego reactions, was I'm part of something that is massive. And my part in it is going to impact people in a positive way. I absolutely knew it, and it has.
So glad to hear that. I know you've been having some wonderful interactions at Comic-Cons around America, and you've been getting some fantastic feedback about your portrayal of this character that has been around as long as Superman. Mark Kent was there from the beginning of Superman's legacy, and you're now part of that tapestry, which is it's magical and it's powerful. How did you prepare yourself for the role of Mark Kent?
I've talked about this before too. I try not to repeat myself too many times, but there was a part of me that didn't have to prepare. There was a part of me that got her immediately. But in fleshing her out, there were a lot of things that factored in. There were parts of my grandmother's personality, parts of my mother's personality. A lot of it came to me when I met Pruitt. And we started getting to know each other. And there was such a beautiful alchemy that happened with us on screen and off screen that it really informed their relationship, this particular mine. And so I have to give a lot of credit to Pruitt for being as solid as he is as a performer and giving as much as he does. It makes my job a lot easier.
You were wonderfully magical together. Parker and Marquette mean so much to me as a Superman fan. There are those countless times over the years in comics and in different forms of Superman where, sadly, Superman loses his parents. He loses his adoptive parents as well as his real parents. And for me, that's someone who I lost my father at a young age. And I feel that connection to the character because of it. But in this film, I'm so glad it didn't happen where Clark loses let another set of parents, because you were just so perfect together.
Well, thank you. I feel the same way. Not everybody did, but, you know, everybody's entitled to what they feel about it, because it is a very iconic character and people have very strong feelings about her. And I understand that. But by and large, the feedback that I get is that she touched them in a good way, in a loving, supportive way that made them think of, of a woman in their life who had been that kind of support for them, a grandmother or a mother. And to me, that's wonderful.
It is. It's those strong female characters and well, figures in our lives that inspire us. And I'm so happy that you were able to put pieces of your own family into this film, into that character. And that way you're keeping their legacy alive as well as Ma Kent's, which is absolutely superb.
Yes.
What was your family's reaction to you becoming Ma Kent?
Oh, they're over the moon. They're my biggest fans, my biggest supporters, and I couldn't have done it without them. That support means everything to me. And I don't want to cry, but I could very easily, because just like Superman, you know, if you don't have that foundation of people who love you, see you, and appreciate you, then it becomes much harder to go out into the world and in a confident way and be what you want to be in the world. So I feel very lucky.
I'm going to keep going back to the fact that saying I'm so happy to speak with you today, because I feel right now that I am speaking with Ma Kent, that the wonderful character that I saw on the screen so many times is now on my screen talking to me. I can see now why James Gunn didn't waste time in saying, you are our Ma Kent, because you are our Ma Kent. It was so wonderful to see that, and to see you get all this recognition now is powerful as well. Now, we've got more films coming out in the future that we know, but I still want to talk a little bit about Superman 2025. And what I would like to get an idea. Now, we saw some fantastic scenes where Lex was really giving Superman his all with those fight scenes.
Yeah.
If you had a scene with Lex Luthor, how would you tell Lex Luthor off for being mean to your son?
I think Ma's way is a very direct, strong, silent look. I don't know if she would say anything, but I think she would perhaps put out a hand and just look at him. And there's a power in that Ma knows she doesn't have a lot to give in the way of, you know, the way the world sees strong, powerful women. But what she does have is a core goodness that cannot be swayed, and that is very powerful when it's pointed at you, I believe. I believe she would stare him down.
I think it would work as well. That's the thing. I think there's that moment where we all hear that phrase once in our lives, where a parental figure or a teacher would say the words, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed. And I think
very much in her. But, you know, Superman got his morality from Ma and Pa. So Ma would have that same, I don't hate you. You know, I don't hate you. But I want for you a better beingness. I want you to be a better person. For yourself and for the world.
Perfectly put, Neva. Now, when you were on set in those fantastic scenes, did James Gunn give you any sort of direction, or did he leave you to do it as you wanted it?
Took me a while to figure out. James Gunn, more than any director I've ever worked with, lives in the frame. He lives there. He's constantly watching the monitor. So I never heard from him unless he had something. You know, I mean, he would, and it used to worry me. At one point I said, James, am I okay? And he just went like that, you know, like, leave me alone. Of course you're okay. I would tell you if you weren't, is what I got from that. But when he does say something, it will be so simple that it doesn't seem like that much, but it changes everything. So that was my experience of him. Don't see him, don't see him, don't see him. He pokes his head out and says, Neva, louder. Or, Neva, that was funny. Or, you know, he will say something that tells me what direction to go in, you know. But it's very little, very little. In my experience.
Now, that fantastic line about Superman's boots. Was that in the script or was that improvised, Neva?
That was in the script, and I have a confession. I had no idea that would hit as hard as it did. I was floored when the trailer came out, and so many people were saying, well, more than one person said, I'd run through a wall for her, talking about Ma. And I thought, just from that one line? So that's the brilliance of James Gunn. He writes it. It just hits, you know, everything hits hard, whether it's funny or it's devastating or if it's scary or whatever it is, it's bam, bam, bam. You know, he doesn't miss as far as I'm concerned.
He does not. If I can get the words out properly, could I be courageous enough to ask you to recreate that line for me, please, Neva?
I cleaned your boots. I'll get them for you.
I can retire now, Neva, from the world of Superman podcasting and fandom. That has melted my heart as much as the first time I heard it. Thank you so much.
Goodness, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Oh, dear, that's made me go a wee bit there. Fantastic, Neva. Now, exciting news is that very soon you will be at the Metropolis Superman celebration.
Yes, I'm thrilled.
I can honestly tell you, if you're thrilled now, you're going to be so happy once it's happened, because you'll want to go back. I've been fortunate enough to go there twice, and it really is the home of Superman. It is a fantastic, fantastic weekend, and you are going to be treated like the queen that you are, Neva. It's full on. Now, it's one of the warmest places I've ever been to. The only thing that sort of matches that heat is the warmth of everybody's heart that lives there and comes and visits the Superman celebration.
That makes me more excited than I was.
There is a piece of my heart there, and I've left souvenirs at the coffee shop, and I've made sure that my presence is there for when I'm not able to be there physically. It is a wonderful place. Everybody
good thing too. You mean you left things there?
I did. I wanted to make sure that there's some items of my Superman collection in the Fantastic Superman Museum. I left a Superman toy at Sissy's coffee shop because I thought it was a fantastic coffee shop which had wonderful lemonade that you must try. And
look for it when I'm.
Please
up do. There.
I'd love to see if it's. I'm sure it's still there.
Maybe I'll take a picture with it. What is it?
It's a little Superman Funko Pop that I put behind the counter, and it was always there. So hopefully it's still there, Neva. But
okay. And does Sissy's have good coffee? Because I've
fantastic
got to have coffee.
Fantastic coffee.
Okay.
And there were cookies, and there was delightful lemonade and treats. I certainly came home and sort of missed the fact that I couldn't go there every day for my morning coffee kick. But again, it's just every part of Metropolis is magical. But that weekend, when you're going to see so many people from around the world that adore this character and adore Ma Kent, and you're going to get some fantastic interactions there.
It excited me about it. I've been to a few Comic-Cons and they were all just, I have to say, just so much fun. But I hadn't been to one that was dedicated to Superman. So I'm really looking forward to that part. You know, that everybody there is on board. Train.
It is. And I can't wait to more. They tend to get all the guests in front of the giant Superman statue that is there. And I can't wait to see you with that statue as well, because that's the place where you really can feel the presence of that character and the impact that he has had on the world and still does today. And the fact that they are helping celebrate the character of Ma Kent and celebrating you at the same time is wonderful. Both times I went to a celebration, I got there sort of in the middle of the night. It was a bit of a long commute from here to the celebration. And I got taken to the statue at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And it still hit me. I was like, I'm here. And now you will be there as well, Neva.
They are doing the picture in front of the statue. It's happening Friday. And
Wonderful.
Then my Q&A will be right after that. And Tim Daly will be there. I adore him. I've loved his work forever. So I'm excited to meet him and the other guests, Katie and Alex. It should just all be great fun.
You are going to be, as I said, you will be treated like Ma Kent. You will be treated like a queen, and it's going to be so wonderful for you. And I'm sad that I can't attend. But hopefully one day, Neva, I will meet you at an event, or you will come to England and I can show you the sights. But I'm just so happy that you are getting your flowers right now.
Well, come to England. That Please. Sounds terrifying and so fun. I don't travel well, but I would love to see England. Yeah.
We would find a way. We'll get you here. We'll get Derek over. We'll make a trip out of it, Neva.
That's good. Yes.
We will make it happen. You will be in very, very good hands with Derek and I.
I believe that.
Now, yes, so I say that Superman celebration is happening. Something that I did when I was there, I think they still do it. You can become an honorary member of Metropolis. So I am a citizen of that beautiful, beautiful place. So I can't wait to see all the adventures you get up to. And the Q&A panels will be magical as well. Now, apart from that, I've heard you're in another special little show in America right now as well, Neva, if you could tell me a bit about that.
Well, it's 911 Nashville, and I play Meemaw, another Ma, but very, very, at least on the surface, very different than
yes.
Ma Kent. But she's family's everything to her, too. So I've been on two episodes. I'm hoping they bring me back in season two, because I think there's a lot more to Meemaw than what we've seen. But she's very rough around the edges. Tough love kind of person, but I do see the similarity with Ma in how much she cares about Dixie.
I saw a very powerful clip of the two of you sort of sat on the settee and you were giving your words of wisdom. And I was like, well, this is definitely not Ma Kent. But as you said, that essence of looking after your relatives, being there for your family, it's evidently there. So that's clear that you've, again, something else from your life that you brought to another role. Because as you said, when you saw those actors on the stage when you were a child, you didn't really believe it. I believe it with you. It's there. It's instant. So that's the power, what a good actor can do.
Thank you. Well, Ma Kent might say, I know you and I know what you're capable of. And I know that you'll do the right thing. Where Meemaw says, you better straighten up right now. But they're kind of saying the same thing, you know, because in the clip, if you recall, she says, use what you've got. You've got something, girl. You've got your voice, you know, which Leanne's got an incredible voice. So that didn't even require acting, but use it, you know, to get what's yours.
Again, but that confidence and that charisma and, you know, that's a motivating and rising speech, much like, you know, I'll get your boots. It's there.
Right.
It's got what
right.
it needs to do.
Right.
If we can, because I could talk about Superman till very farm-like quote, till the cows come home. What was it like, again, sort of just being on set and being a part of that film crew when David was doing his thing, as it were?
I watched him on and off camera, and and I've heard other people say this too, that when you first meet David, you think he can't be that nice. You know, people just aren't. But he is. He really is. And I think that what I noticed about him, we have very different, I believe, techniques. We go at it very differently. But man, he is asked, you've heard James say this in some of the clips, he asks a million questions because he wants everything just precise. And you can tell it looks effortless, like the scene. I don't know if you remember when Jimmy Olsen is congratulating him on the front page, the way they're kicking and slapping each other, and all of that was improvised, but it looks effortless. But none of it was. You know, they improvised and worked that out like a beautiful choreography to me. But that only works if you can't see the choreography, if you can't see the work. And I didn't see the work. I just saw two guys palling around. But that doesn't really happen automatically a lot of times. But it has to look like it did.
It's got to be effortless. Much that's and those quiet moments in the film that did happen, it made them more powerful, knowing that everyone's got so much love for this art of storytelling and making us believe in the characters and the story, which is why I never get tired of watching this film. I had it on yesterday getting ready for this interview today to get some more research, and I thought, I'm supposed to be making notes here, but I'm just getting lost in the story, which is what a good film can do.
And I think that is, David is so committed to what Superman represents, that that brings its own type of effortlessness because he's so in it. It's so much a part of what he has brought to life, you know, that he walks in it. And you can tell in the new, you know, the trailers that they've put out for Man of Tomorrow, I can literally see how some events that we don't know what they are have changed him. You can see it in his eyes and the determination in his chin. Not the same Superman, but the same Superman.
Yeah, there's been lots of sort of photos leaked from set, which I sort of, I've got a love-hate relationship for, but I'm so happy to see David back in that suit. And it's making me excited for the year ahead. Now, in a very short time, Supergirl is coming out. We've got the Supergirl film that will be out. And we've seen David in the trailer for that as well. And it's just so fantastic to see him smile. What I would like to know, Neva, is I've seen some fantastic moments in the comics over the years where Mark Kent and Pa Kent have given advice to Kara, to Supergirl. What wise words would you give to Kara?
It's a little hard for me to say because I haven't seen Supergirl and I don't know exactly what all she's going through. But based on what I have seen, I think Ma would encourage her to talk. Ma would listen. Ma would comfort. And if she said anything at all, it would be in such a way that Kara didn't feel talked down to or preached to. It would be like a mother comforting a child and supporting that child, no matter what, right where they were. See, I think that's real important. If she's a mess, she's still someone that I love. So I'm not going to focus on the mess. I'm going to focus on her and who she is. And again, I think it would be the look, the love that would be in the look for Kara and helping her to see herself the way Ma sees her.
Perfectly put. And I can see that in my brain. I can see that scene happening. And
I hope it does. I would love it.
You've clearly put so much of your soul into this character. It's clear to see because I'm still feeling as if I'm talking to the magnificent Martha Kent right now. So that is in my head now. So thank you for that gift, Neva.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking. That's a really good question. And I had thought about it a lot, especially when I saw Kara in the trailer that just came out.
I thought she's a beautiful, excited.
Beautiful being in there. There's a beautiful being inside her.
Yes.
And that's what Ma would focus on.
We've seen a lot of the action in the trailer, of course. We've seen some fantastic visuals. But this story, as I carefully move my crypto behind me, I fell in love with this version of Supergirl when I first read Tom King's Women of Tomorrow. So to know that aspects of this film will be based on this story, it's made me so excited to see where this film will go and to see fans, new and old, react to this version of Supergirl. Because just like Mark Kent, she's a big part.
I have to say, I will be torn up about Krypto. It's like he's a real dog now. I just, even when they shot him, you know, and he's laying there, I'm like, no.
I mean, there's a for those that have read the story know what happens. But yes, that was a powerful scene in that trailer. I think I'll be taking my crypto along with me when I see the film. But I think that's just
Read the story, so I don't know what happens. But they
okay, no spoilers. You've got some time before the film comes out. I'll send you a copy, and you can find out what truly does happen to Crypto and Kara.
Okay,
but there are some changes to the story. We know that now because we know that Jason Momoa is in the film playing Lobo again. I'm not sure in what situation Ma Kent and Lobo could meet, but I would love to see that scene where she tells him off.
Well, you know, he shouldn't smoke in the house, for one thing. No, you can't come in here with that cigar. That's got to go. I'm sorry. But
okay.
Who I wanted Ma to meet was Metamorpho. That's the one that I just, because she would have to process what she's looking at and be okay and be kind, you know, but initially, the shock of seeing him, I always wanted to see that play out.
I'd like to see that as well, Nip. That'd be a great scene to watch. So we know about sort of your shows that you've got coming up. I'm sure there's lots that you can't talk about either. But what have you learned about yourself over the years from working on film sets and TV sets?
I just listened to Bill Macy and some other famous, who was it? Tim Blake Nelson, I think. I've worked with him twice now, and I love him. I want to work with him again. But I was listening to them, and I can't remember the full context of what they were saying, but they were both talking about how auditioning is such a hard and brutal and strange process, and it was Bryan Cranston was the other one, how they got past that to be in a different space with it all. And that's what I've had to do just recently. I mean, I've been acting for 40 or over 40. And most of that time, I was trying to get the role. That's what I was trying to do. What do they want to see? How can I do this in a way that will capture what I think their vision might be? And what shifted for me was, doesn't matter what their vision is. You have a vision when you read it. And that's what you have to bring. Because you can guess all day long what do they want, but you bring what you bring. And then if it doesn't match up exactly, then, you know, direction comes in, but bring what you bring 100% instead of trying to guess and do some kind of weird amalgam of things that isn't even what you thought the part was about, if that makes sense.
Niva, you need to give motivational speeches because this is fantastic wisdom that you are sharing with the world. I can, if you spoke to James Gunn like this, I can clearly see why he wanted you to be Ma Kent, because you are bringing her to life and it's powerful to watch. When the Superman film was doing the promo tour in the UK here last year, I was lucky enough to go to three different events where he was doing Q&As. Each answer he gave, each moment he talked about the film, it was a different story, but it was still powerful. It was still meaningful. And you got to see the love not only that he had for Superman, but for the art of storytelling through cinema. So I would love to have been, a fly on that wall where he was talking with the set, or he was talking with the cast and crew about what he's passionate about.
Did a lot of that listening, you know, when he was out there, and even what he was saying through the monitor to Ed, you know, out in where the scene was happening. And I did enjoy hearing him, you know, talk to the other actors and not eavesdropping. They were right there, but maybe eavesdropping. I don't know, but I heard anyway. And that was wonderful to get that side of him, to hear him talking about the craft, because he has such a, he's got the clearest vision for what he's doing than anybody I've ever met. And I'm just now beginning to realize, and I think a lot of people are, how big the vision is, how interconnected and woven it's going to be. To me, that's part of his brilliance, that he's already got it mapped out, you know, and it's falling into place just perfectly.
I've seen sort of the stacks of storyboards that he has shared online before, and sort of just all of his ideas that he has, just that must be overflowing in that very creative mind. So I'm really, really excited for the future of DC, and especially with Man of Tomorrow coming out next year. It's always a good time to be a Superman fan, Eva, but right now we are all eating very well, as it were. Now, do you have a favorite memory from the set of Superman, Eva?
Well, the ending will always be my favorite. And when I read it in the script the first time, I cried. And I thought, this will touch people. This is beautiful. And when I saw it at the premiere, I cried. And just about every time I see it, I cry, because it is so, oh, just so full of love and everything that makes family what it is. You know, I loved it. As far as being actually on set, the scene in the bedroom, probably, because there's a moment, and I've talked about this before too, where Ma reaches her hand over and puts it over Pa's hand, and she's got her other hand on Clark's chest. And in that moment, that was a time stopped right there for just a second. And it felt like we were in some kind of precious space together. So I guess of all the moments, and they were all wonderful, that moment when that happened is probably.
There were many emotional scenes for me watching that film. I really get lost in stories, whether it be books, television shows, or films. It doesn't take much to make me cry. But going back and watching the film numerous times at the cinema, I think my girlfriend was watching me to make sure I was doing okay and to know when to pass me a tissue. And that scene combined with the music, she would always sort of lean into me or put her head on my shoulder, letting me know that I'm okay, much like you putting your hand mm-hmm. on Clark, letting he know that he's going to be fine as well. So thank you for that scene, because it's one of my favorites as well. Now, this is a question that I like to ask all my guests, especially people that have been part of that Superman legacy. What does Superman mean to you, Neva?
That we're not alone. It's easy to feel isolated and afraid and alone, and to have someone stand in the breach, to breach that gap between where we are and what we're afraid of, to have someone stand for us. He stands for us. And to me, that's incredibly powerful to have that. And I it's a metaphor, you know, if you're a spiritual person at all, for me, it's a metaphor. There is something that stands for us. And that will not be swayed. That is all good and always good. And so he's a reminder for me of that.
I've said this before, but there's no wrong answer to that question. It's why I love asking it to people, because I always get a different response back. Now, I'm not going to be say that was my favorite answer to that question, but it's up there. It's up there. I can't say it's my favorite yet, as I've not asked it to James Gunn or David, but it's up there. And I got that answer from Mark Kent, and that is what I will remember, Neva. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Where can people find you online so they can keep up with all your information and find out what you're doing next, Neva?
I have Instagram, and Derek just got me on Instagram recently.
Good man.
I don't know if I would have done it without him, and Twitter. And on both of those, it's Neva Howell 1000, all small letters.
And that there will be links to that down here as well. I'll make sure that everybody comes and follows you so we can find out what you are doing next. Because I think, in a way, everybody that watched that film over and over again, you have become part of our Superman family, as it were. We want to make sure that you're being looked after, that you're doing the right things. And it's people on board like Derek that are helping you do that. It makes the community care for you even more. So we are all very excited to knowing what you are doing next. And we can't wait to see you in more things.
I feel the support of the fans tremendously, and it means so much to me. I can't even tell you. I want to thank them all. Anybody who's watching this, thank you. Thank you for your support.
Well, that's the thing. I think we are thankful for you and what you have done, but we're thankful for Ma Kent. We're thankful for what she has done.
Absolutely.
It's a powerful character that has taken Superman on this journey. There have been many different versions of Ma Kent over the years, and I'm a fan of all of them. There was one particular Superman story where Superman's rocket landed in England and not America, and Ma Kent was very different there, but she was still just as caring, a little bit more sarcastic with that stiff upper lip, but she still loved her son. And that's what Ma Kent is. She's a loving mother, which is why a lot of us see our own mothers and grandmothers in your portrayal. And I certainly saw my mum's love and my grandmother's love there as well. So thank you for making me think of them whilst watching you.
You're welcome.
So I think we are all very grateful for your time today. So thank you, Neva. I know you're a very busy lady and you've got to get ready for the Superman celebration. And I hope everybody comes down and says hello there to you too. So
awesome.
From the bottom of my heart, Neva, all I can say is thank you so much for everything that you have done and will do. And I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you, Luke. It's been wonderful.